Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, and this is the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation outside the 12th Hour in Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is April the 28th, 2017, or is this 2021. We will start our first service today with a song entitled, Just When I Need Him Most. Just when I need him, Yahshua is near. Just when I falter, just when I fear, ready to help me, ready to cheer, just when I need him most. Just when I need him most, just when I need him most, Yahshua is there to comfort and cheer. Just when I need him most, just when I need him, Yahshua is true, never forsaking all the way through, living for burden, pleasures anew. Just when I need him, just when I need him most, just when I need him most, Yahshua is there to comfort and cheer. Just when I need him most, just when I need him, Yahshua is strong, bearing my burden all the day long, for all my sorrow, give me a song. Just when I need him most, just when I need him most, just when I need him most, Yahshua is there to comfort and cheer. Just when I need him most, just when I need him, he is my heart, answering when I found him I call, tenderly watching lest I should fall. Just when I need him most, just when I need him most, just when I need him most, Yahshua is there to comfort and cheer. Just when I need him home. Gentiles, part 8. We're going to continue now with Acts chapter 9. It says that the conversion of Saul. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of Yahweh, went and unto the high priest, and desired of him letters unto Damascus, unto the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Yahshua? Well, he said, so he didn't know who he was, so he said, Who art thou? I'm going to say, in the place of the word Lord, I'm going to say Master. And the Yahshua said, I am Yahshua, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Yahshua, what wilt thou do, have me to do? And Yahshua said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did he eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And unto him said the Yeshua in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Master, or Yeshua. And the Yeshua said unto him, Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth, and has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Yeshua, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done unto thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But Yeshua said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Now did you get that? I'm going to read that again. But the Yeshua said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles, okay, and kings, and the children of Israel. So here we have the children of Israel and the Gentiles. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, even Yeshua, that appeared unto thee in the way, as thou camest, has sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples, which were at Damascus. And straightway he preached to Yeshua in the synagogue that he is the Son of the Yahweh. And all that heard him were amazed and said, Is not this he that destroyed them which called on this name in Jerusalem? Well, here is Paul. He knows the name of Yeshua, because he's using it here. And he knew the name when he was persecuting the people, the disciples. He knew who his name was. And came hither for that intent, that he might bring them bound unto the chief priest. How else would Paul know who to go and hunt down and persecute? Only if they were using that sacred name that the Jews were taught not to use. Paul did not use that sacred name before he was converted. Because he asked, Who are you? And Yeshua says, I am Yeshua, the one that you persecuted. Paul was astonished. Yeshua took care of him. He blinded him. But everybody that falls away from the truth and goes about teaching another doctrine, claiming that they've got, that they're filled with the Holy Spirit and they've got the truth, they will soon find out that they don't have either one. Time will show. But Saul increased the more in strength and found the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the very Messiah. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews, the Judaites, which back then were well known as the Pharisees and the Sadducees, but those two together, took counsel to kill him. that their land await was known of Saul. And they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Another reason why they shortened the name Judah to Jews is because those Pharisees would not acknowledge that that name either. So their enemies gave them the name Jews, shortened Judah to Jews. That was intended to be a stigma unto them. That was given to them by the Grecians. The Grecians gave that identity to Judah because the Grecian Jews hated the apostolic Jew. I mean, the Pharisee Jew. You had two sects of the Jews that was vying for the supremacy. You had the Greeks, and you had the Hebrew Israelites, descendants of the Hebrew Israelites. The verse 25, then the disciples took him by the night and led him down by the wall in a basket. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself unto the disciples. But they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Yeshua in the way that he had spoken unto him, and how he had preached boldly at the Damascus in the name of the Yeshua. And he was with them coming in and going out of Jerusalem. And he spake boldly in the name of the Yeshua Messiah and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. Which when the brethren knew, they brought him down unto Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Yeshua, and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, were multiplied. Now, this says Holy Ghost here, but I'm going to put the Spirit in the place of that ghost. And so on verse 17 of Acts chapter 9, you have the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Ghost, which is the Holy Spirit. And then in verse 31, you have again the Holy Spirit again mentioned. They had to have the power of the Holy Spirit. That was demonstrated there at Paul's conversion. Without the power of the Holy Spirit directing everything, nothing works out. Ananias healed Tabitha, raised. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also unto the saint which dwelt at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Ananias, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. Peter said unto him, Ananias, the sure Messiah maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. And all that dwelt at Lydda and Saron saw him and turned unto the other. And there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by the interpretation is called Dorcas. Now, look at this. Here we have a lady that's filled with the Holy Spirit, and she has the identification as one of the she's a disciple, not one of the 12 disciples, but she is a disciple. This woman was full of the good works and alms deeds which she did. So my wife, she has the anatypical identity as this here woman, Tabitha Dorcas. So therefore my wife is also a disciple. Catherine Brunken is also a disciple. Jeff White in Africa is a disciple. And his wife, if she is working in coordination with him and the Spirit with him, she is also a disciple. She can choose not to be, but that's a matter of choice. do the will of the Father, you automatically get the identity as a disciple. He calls you to do a special work. And matter of fact, everyone that takes on the mantle and receives the Holy Spirit in his life because he is free from sin, he is automatically identified as a disciple. So that title don't just go to indiscriminately to certain people. It goes to all who takes up his cross to follow Yeshua. Okay. In Acts 9:37, and it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. So we can rejoice in the fact that if we are abiding in, by the truth and obeying all the truth and walking in the light of his counsel, everyone that takes up his cross is commissioned as a disciple to so let his light so shine among men that they may see their good works and rejoice in him. Acts 9:38. For as much as Lydda was nigh unto Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come unto them. Okay. So it says, they sent unto him two men, desiring him. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping, and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed and turned him unto the body, and said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up, and he gave her his hand and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Yeshua. And it came to pass that he tarried many days in Joppa with one Simon a tanner. Now you see how much good can be done by becoming righteous and maintaining that identity. You can, if you go into the grave, you die, then you can very well, your good works do go, follow you. They go into the eternity. But if there's a need for you to cause many to believe and turn to righteousness, then Yeshua, through the power of one of his chosen apostles, Peter in this case, can bring you back to life and save many, many, many more souls. Because it says those that witnessed that great miracle of Tabitha being, Dorcas being raised again from the dead, many believed. Caused many to believe. So, there you are. Alright, that's the end of chapter 9. And we'll go into our next chapter. Right in front of us, chapter 10, verse 1, Peter and Cornelius. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, and a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared Yahweh with all his house, which gave much alms unto the people and prayed unto Yahweh always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of Yahweh coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Master? I know, what is it? Yeshua, of course. He knew who he was. He called him by his name. And he said unto him, thy prayers and thine alms have come up for a memorial before Yahweh. And now send men unto Joppa and call for one Simon whose surname is Peter. He lodges with one Simon a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius had departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them unto Joppa. On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. So that was at midday, see? That was at midday. Now that was actually the sixth hour, when the beginning of the sixth hour is 1 hour before midday. When the sixth hour is over, you have straight up what we call today on our clock, 12 o'clock, noonday. When the sun is straight overhead, that's the end of the sixth hour of the day, of the daylight. Verse 10, Acts chapter 10. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw a heaven open and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet, and it at the four corners and let down unto the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the earth. And there came a voice unto him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Master, Yeshua, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. Now here is Peter conversing with Yeshua. And Yeshua is going back to heaven. So you see, he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll never leave you. I will always be with you. So the disciples, the apostles, they had connection with Yeshua by the Spirit through visions. Paul had it through personal contact. Alright, verse 15. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, but Yahweh hath cleansed, that call not thou common. This is done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now, while Peter doubted in himself that what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, was lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, Behold, three men seek thee. Arise therefore and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Then Peter went down unto the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius and said, Behold, I am he whom you seek. What is the cause whereof, wherefore you are come? They said, Cornelius, the centurion, a just man, and a one that fears Yahweh, and of the good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from Yahweh by an holy angel to send for thee into his house, and to hear words of thee. Then called he them in and lodged them, and on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And the morrow after they entered into Caesarea, then Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him, and fell down at his feet, and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, Stand up, I myself also am a man. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, You know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew, and I'd like to put the real word is Judaism, which is another term for Judah. To keep company or come unto one of another nation. Yahweh has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying as soon as I was sent for. I asked therefore what intent you have sent for me. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour. And at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in the bright clothing. And said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of Yahweh. Send therefore unto Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon a tanner, by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. And many therefore are sent unto thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before Yahweh to hear all things that are commanded thee of Yahweh. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that Yahweh is no respecter of the person, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which Yahweh sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by the Yahshua Messiah, he is the Yahshua of all. So, Yahshua is, he is the Yahweh, I will use that name. He's taking the place of the Father for his people here on earth that he shed his blood for, and he's redeeming. He is the Yahweh of his, of his people. Preaching peace by Yahshua. And then it says, he is Lord of all. Okay, so it means that he is master over all of the human race. Or the whole human race. That word I say, you know, which was published and throughout all Judea. There's your word, Judea, right there. Only Judah. And then those Greek translators, they shorten that up and call it, put a W in the place of D, and call it Jew. Jews, a derogatory term. Began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How Yahweh anointed Yahshua the Nazareth with the Holy Spirit. There's that Holy Spirit again. Holy Ghost, it says here, but I'll change that to Spirit. Alright, so this, there's that Holy Ghost right there. You got to be anointed with the Holy Spirit. And with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for Yahweh was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him Yahweh raised up the third day and showed him openly. Not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of the Yahweh, even unto us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of Yahweh to be the judge of the quick and dead. And unto him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. So, apparently, you have to believe on Yahshua in the right way, so that you can be profited by his blood, and enabling the one to get the remission of his sin. Complete obedience unto this here Yahshua, Messiah, who is a master over all the human race here on earth. both good and evil. He is over them all. Peter and the Gentiles, verse 44. This is Acts chapter 10. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Spirit fell on him, all them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. There's that Holy Ghost again. Verse 38 it appeared. Now in verse 45 it appears again. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify Yahweh, then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, as well as we? So, when we go forward today, baptized in the name of Yeshua Messiah, then what are we to do? We are to be first filled with the Holy Spirit, come Pentecost. We must endeavor to be able to be filled with the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And from thence on, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you receive the Holy Spirit outpouring, then you can go and you can baptize and you can take the gospel unto the Gentiles, but not until then. Verse 48, Acts chapter 10. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Yeshua. Then prayed they him to tarry a certain day. So, I've been baptized here 3 to 4 times. From the time that I was baptized in the Adventist Church at about the age of 10 or 12 in Odessa, Texas. And I was baptized at Rhoda Johnson 2 or 3 times. I can't remember exactly so many times, I can't remember. Because he didn't have anything else to do, because he wouldn't bring in no new converts. So to show any progress at all, he had to rebaptize the whole church a couple of times that I know of. Okay, and then, but it didn't do any good. But nevertheless, he did it. But Peter says, you got to first be free from sin. You got to be anointed with the Holy Spirit yourself. You got to have the power to raise the dead. Or you cannot go out and baptize and pray for the Spirit to be poured upon the Gentiles and baptize in the name of Yeshua unless you yourself have come through all the steps of the purification so that you can be able to do the same thing that Yahshua did. That is, raise the dead. That's the ultimate of any disciple, is to be able to raise the dead. Right in chapter 10, let's go right on into chapter 11. It says that, and the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of the Yahweh. And when Peter was come up unto Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, thou wentest into men uncircumcised, and didst eat with them. But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning, and expounded it by order unto them, saying, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. A certain vessel descend as it had been a great sheet, let down from heaven by 4 corners, and it came even unto me. Upon the which, when I had fastened mine eyes, I considered and saw 4-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And I heard a voice saying unto me, arise, Peter, slay and eat. But I said, not so, Master, for nothing common or unclean hath at any time entered into my mouth. But the voice answered me again from heaven, what Elohim hath cleansed, that call not thou common. This was done 3 times. All were drawn up again into heaven, and behold, immediately there were 3 men already come unto the house where I was sent from the Caesarea unto me, and the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these 6 brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house, and he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, Send men unto Joppa, and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved. Okay. And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, as on us at the beginning. Then remembered I the word of Yahweh, how that he said, John indeed baptized with the water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Here's that Holy Ghost again. The Holy Spirit. For as much then as Yahweh gave them the gift, as he did unto us, who believed on the Yeshua, or the Savior Yeshua, the Messiah, what was I that I could withstand the Yahweh? When they heard these things, they held their peace. Alright, let's read it again. What was I that I could withstand the Yeshua? That's who we're talking about. Yeshua is in charge of this whole process of connecting the apostles, the Judaizers, up to the Gentiles. When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified Yahweh's sin. Then hath Yahweh also unto the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Barnabas and Antioch, and they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen, traveled as far as Phoenix, and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word unto none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Yeshua Messiah. And the hand of the Yeshua was with them, and a great number believed, and turned unto the Yeshua. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the congregation which was in Jerusalem. They sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of Yahweh, was glad, and exhorted them all, that with purpose of the heart they should cleave unto the Yeshua. For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Spirit. There's that Holy Ghost again. Verse 24 of Acts chapter 11. And of the faith, and much people was added unto the congregation. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the congregation and taught most people. And the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. By who? The Greeks. The Greeks that hated Yahshua with a passion, but they insisted on having part in the translation of the New Testament, translating the truth from the Dead Sea Scrolls. They wanted their part in it because they were Jews also. And what they do, they start falsifying and creating false names and words that doesn't transliterate from the Hebrew, and they start putting them in the sacred scroll of the Bible. And in these days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch, and there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be great dearth throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. And the disciples, every man according unto his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea, which also they did, and sent it unto the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. Now that's the end of chapter 11. We'll just go right on into chapter 12. We have to wait till we get to chapter 13 to pick up again the word Gentiles, but we're going to just connect it right on up. 12, 13, 14, 15, in that order. Chapter 12, verse 1. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the congregation of the Judah. And he killed James. He stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the congregation of the apostolic Nazarene creed of the apostles. And he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to further to take Peter also. Then were the days of the unleavened bread. So, they know when to find these disciples, apostles, collected together in one place. Just wait for the week of unleavened bread, and you can catch them all together, plus their followers. Verse 4, and when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to full quarter unions of the soldiers to keep him. And then after Easter, and it's the only time that word Easter is found in the Holy Scripture, and that is put there by those Greek Orthodox Jews that hated Yeshua. They invented the word to begin with, and then they put that in the place of the Unleavened Bread Week. Verse 5. Peter therefore was kept in prison. The prayer was made without ceasing of the congregation and the Yahweh for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel Yahweh came unto him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side, and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly, and his chains fell off from his hand. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, Cast thy garments about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wished not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. And when they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened unto them of his own accord, and they went out, and passed on through the one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. When Peter was come unto himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that Yahweh has sent his angel, and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. Who do you think that angel was? It had very well been the Yahshua, the Messiah. Verse 12, and when he had considered the thing, he came unto the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying, and as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, Thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, It is his angel. But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Yeshua had brought him out of the prison. Okay. So who is that angel? That man walking beside Peter? Was Yeshua. And he said, Go. Show these things unto James and unto the brethren, and he departed and went into another place. Now, as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers, what was become of Peter. And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea unto Caesarea and there abode. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon, but they came with one accord unto him, and having made Blastus, the king's chamberlain, their friend, desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in the royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them, and the people gave a shout, saying, "It is a voice of a God, and not of a man." And immediately the angel of Yahweh smote him, because he gave not Yahweh the glory, and he was eaten of the worms and gift of the Spirit. So I'm going to read that again. And immediately the angel, Yahshua, of the Father Yahweh, smote him, because he gave not the Father Yahweh the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the Spirit. That the word of the Yahweh grew and multiplied, and Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry, and took with them John, whose surname was Mark. Okay, that's the end of chapter 12. We got chapter 13. And we're going to get into these Gentiles again. Start with verse 1. Now there were in the church that were at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As he ministered unto the Yeshua and fasted, the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, there's that Holy Spirit again, very much involved in the apostolic ministry, because if they're not filled with the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit, they have no ministries. Likewise today, if we can't come together and come into the full bond of the covenant, filled with the Holy Spirit, we have no ministry either. Said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." When they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Spirit, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed unto Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of Yahweh in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John unto their ministry. And when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer of a false prophet, a Jew, whose name is Bar-Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, I pronounce that with an A. It's, according to this translation here, it's called Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius, Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of Yahweh. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by the interpretation which did them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. And Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, here it is, set his eyes on him and said, "O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Yeshua? And now, behold, the hand of the Yeshua is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season." And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Yeshua. This is the doctrine of the Yeshua, how he has the power to empower his chosen leaders, like Paul here, to pronounce a judgment upon his enemy and antagonist, and the enemy of all righteousness, he can pronounce judgment upon him. Now, when people depart from the truth, they become an enemy of all righteousness. That's what's happened with our brother Alan DeLong and Sharon, his wife, the Mexican lady, from another race of people, marries an Israelite, and then the Israelite gives his power and authority over to the alien woman, and they are completely then relieved of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit to accomplish anything, to be successful at anything they put their hand to. These people had a test just last Passover. Alan DeLong and his wife had made a trip to California, and he brought a man back that was completely abandoned by his family, his children and all. He was alone in the world. He was a sick man, had multiple things wrong with him, cancer and the whole thing, Parkinson's disease. They brought him back and they kept him in their house for 55 days. And I went to visit them by the Spirit. The Spirit sent me down there here a few weeks ago. And I met this man, and I told them what to do to heal the man. Well, they didn't do it. And I went back yesterday by the Spirit. Sent me down there again yesterday on the new moon Sabbath. And I noticed the man wasn't there. And I said, well, where is your man? They said, oh, he's gone. The Holy Spirit had impressed me that before I went down there, they said, go down there and witness this for yourself. Because if they used and did what I told them to do, the man would be alive. But if they didn't, he would be dead. So, sure enough, I went down. The man was, had died. He died in the hospital. They had him taken out of their house the day before. And he died the next day in the hospital. Or it might have been 3 days later. But nevertheless, they have not the power. Alan DeLong has not the power. And I said to myself this morning, I know I didn't say to myself, the Holy Spirit just spoke to me and gave me James. Said, here's the reason why they couldn't heal this man. Said James 4, I believe it's 4:17. Let's see if I says, or it says James 5, maybe 17. It says, in verse 16, if any man see his brother sin his sin which is not unto death, and he ask and shall give him life, for them that sin and not unto death, there is a sin unto death. I do not say he shall pray for it. Verse 17, all unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of Yahweh sinneth not, but he that is begotten of Yahweh keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not. And we know that we are Yahweh, and the whole world lies in wickedness. Okay, and we know that we are all of the Yahweh. Okay. I accidentally was reading here from 1 John 5. But what I read was very good. But I'm going to go now to James 5, let's start with verse 12. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted, let him pray. Is any merry, let him sing psalm. Is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of the Yeshua. And the prayer of the faith okay, that's the receiver. If he has faith in the truth, the blood, and the blood of Yahshua shall save the sick. And the one that's praying over him, if he is also filled with the Holy Spirit, and he's a righteous person, then he prays over this man. If this man also believes, then he will be healed. And the prayer of the faith shall save the sick, and the Yahshua shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Okay. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So we've been reading to you here about the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man with Paul and Peter and all the other disciples. Their prayers accomplished exactly what they asked for because they were filled with the Holy Spirit. They were without sin. They were commissioned to be able to do that. Well, my dear brother that left us all along, he was not commissioned to do any of that. And so therefore he is faithless and he is powerless. And he has lost control of being the head of his household. He delegated that authority to his alien wife from another race of people that is wrong to begin with. And there you have it. We dearly love them. We're praying for them right now. If there is a last chance for them to be saved and to change the error of their way and return, then we're praying for that to happen. We love them dearly. It's not that we don't like them. We're just telling the truth to the matter. Let's pick that back up a little bit here on Acts chapter 13, verse 10. Then, and said, O full of subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Yahshua? And now, behold, the hand of Yahshua is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Yahshua. And when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Perga and Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returned unto Jerusalem. But when they departed from Perga, they came unto Antioch and Pisidia, and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, Ye men and brethren, if you have any word of the exhortation for the people, say on. And Paul stood up, and beckoning with his hand, said, Men of Israel, and ye that fear Yahweh, give audience. Yahweh of this people of Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt, and with an high arm brought he them out of it, and about the time of the 40 years suffered he their manners in the wilderness, and when he had destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he divided their land unto them by lot. And after that he gave unto them judges about the space of 450 years until Samuel the prophet, and afterwards they desired a king, and Yahweh gave unto them Saul the son of Cis, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Okay. Of this man's seed hath Yahweh, according unto his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Yahshua the Messiah. I'm going to close this sermon right here, and we're going to close now with a song, but the key to this sermon is found right here, that the ultimate end of all of this is that we have an antithetical David that's going to come on the scene and repeat exactly what we had just read about because, again, we have to go through this situation of raising up a David and having the seed of David, which is Yahshua the Messiah, to appear. And through this channel, will then the message of the gospel must first be preached to the house of Israel. That's in Matthew 10. And then it has to go unto the Gentiles with power, without sin unto salvation. This brings a close of our study. Contact us at the 11th hour. Call us number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. Dusty Roads and Sandal Feet by the Elijah Day.
Yes, please.